Fact check: Joe Biden falsely claims Brady Bill would have prevented Charleston church shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 25, 2020. Claim: Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden claimed the 9 people shot dead June 17, 2015. In the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church would still be alive if the Brady Bill and its 12-hour waiting period had been passed. Verdict: false. An instant background check bill was instituted in 1998. And it allows those background checks to be extended to 3 business days if a deeper review is needed. The National Instant Criminal Background Check System, NICS, was adopted in 1998. And it applies to every gun sale at retail. When a would-be buyer goes through a NICS check, the sale is given a green light or a red light, or the retailer sees that an extended time is needed for more review. This review session gives the retailer the option to hold the gun for up to 3 business days before allowing the buyer to take possession. In the case of the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal attacker, he submitted to a background check at retail, as the law requires, and the gun was sold to him because the FBI made a mistake during the review. Then FBI Director James Comey told USA Today that the reviewer doing the background check made a mistake, looking at criminal records in the wrong police department. Comey described the reviewer's error as a mistake, in a matter of heartbreaking importance to all of us. California has a 10-day waiting period on all gun purchases, far beyond the 12-hour waiting period Biden described as associated with the Brady Bill. Yet California witnesses numerous high-profile, firearm-based attacks each year. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.